I watch these games and I just try to figure out some way to have Jason Kipnis look like the Jason Kipnis we all used to know and love. It's become tougher and tougher. And the more plate appearances, the more apparent it becomes that Jason Kipnis is just in a funk, and I don't know if it'll snap out of it. In spring training, he looked very good and started to come out the gate, and I wondered maybe if he had turned some sort of corner. But it just hasn't been the same over the previous 2 months. We go out to the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline, joined by Chris Ossenheimer of the Chronicle Telegram. Chris, thanks for taking a couple minutes, man.
No problem. How you doing?
I'm good. I'm trying to figure out how we can get to the postseason and not have Jason Kipnis batting second and playing center field. Have you figured that out for me yet?
No, I heard you talking about it earlier. I'm on the Tito fence here. I think that Kipnis at some point will turn this around. He has played a little bit better at the plate recently. So, and I know that Tito loves his veterans, and I get that. And that you can't stick with a guy forever, but I'm still willing to give Kipnis a little more rope. But obviously, if this is how he's playing, like come out, the end of the season, then we can't have that.
How much of how he's playing a month from now will impact what we see at the trade deadline as far as for maybe looking at third base, maybe making that big push for a guy like Manny Machado, or just another piece that might fit in nicely?
Well, that's a good point. I mean, I think that they've got – I mean, as you know, they've got some other issues they need to take care of before Kipnis at the bullpen, and I think that's where they have to focus most of their – I mean, put most of their focus into it at the trading deadline because – I mean, even if Andrew Miller comes back, you still need someone else out there, another arm, maybe two. So I'm not sure that will be a huge thing. But, I mean, because they have Gonzalez, and I think they're comfortable with playing Gonzalez, so I don't think that they really focus on a move there. I think it's more in the bullpen. But, I don't know. I don't, Kipnis is it's strange because – I mean, as you know, he had such a great I know spring training is spring training and it's practice, but he looked so good in spring. And
yeah.
He just appeared, poised to have a good season, a bounce back year, which, in his career, that's what he does. He has a bad year, then he has a good one. So I think he's done enough, and I hate the word the track record, track record thing, but I do think he's going to be all right.
Yeah, and it would be different if he was 38 and not 31. Like if he's 38, right, then we could just put it on age and just say maybe he's getting up there. But it's not as if he's that old where, at 31, he should be able to at least dive back into some of what he used to be. Joined by Chris Ossenheimer here on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Follow him on Twitter. There he is, at C. Ossenheimer, which is one of the cooler names you can find on Twitter. I love it. I think it's fantastic. Neil Ramirez, also fantastic. How much of this is fool's gold right now? Or can I take Neil Ramirez every time he goes in relief and think to myself, okay, this guy can get the job done?
I think it's a little too early for that. But, they're looking for anybody to show them something positive down there. And that's definitely been nice. And it's not like this is a guy who's never done it before. He's pitched for five or six teams out of big league teams. So he's been there before, and you would think that, maybe if he could, if he could find something, that would be such a lift down there. Because, you look there, there's not a single person that's pitching well. Even Cody Allen, and I don't know if that's because of overuse, because of no Miller or what, but really, no one down there has done anything on a consistent basis. And so to get just a little bit from Neil Ramirez would be a huge lift. And, I would assume he would be that, at least for the time being until he, if he fails, he's going to be that setup man until Miller comes back.
Yeah, Allen did. He blew the game last night, but he's been overused. And I try to come in the defense of Cody Allen more times than not because I still think, what we've seen over the past couple of years, we know he's good at this. We know he can get the job done, but you've seen it before. You've seen it time and time again. Sometimes relievers, after a couple of years, they do start to fade out. Is that the case with Cody, or is it just a matter of without Andrew Miller, he just ceased to become as effective?
I'm not sure. Because you have seen, like you say, Cody has been pretty solid in the past. Above average.
Mm-hmm.
And Tito always says, he thinks he's one of the best closers in the American League. And I'm not so sure that's the case. So yeah, I mean, the Indians better hope that is because he's been overused because of Miller. Because, I mean, if you're talking about this guy who maybe is en route to a down year, then gosh, I mean, look at the bullpen then if you don't have that. So, I'm with you. I think, you know, we've seen it in the past, and I don't think he's going to be terrible, but I don't know that we can count on him being the top shelf reliever that he's been in the past. I mean, just because of what we've seen so far. I mean, he's given a ton of it just seems like it. I'm not sure, but it seems like he's a ton of just no doubt home. Like last yesterday, it was
a bomb.
I mean, the Candelario too. It's like, I mean, I don't know. That was a rough one. So, I mean, but like I said, I mean, if he's not right the rest of the season, I mean, their postseason chances without a bullpen, as you know, they're slim to none. I mean, they had a good bullpen last year, and look what happened. So, yeah, they need to figure that out. And if Cody Allen isn't right, then they got some serious problems.
No doubt about it. Corey Kluber gets the ball today. He hasn't given up a walk since the first Obama term. What do you think has gotten Corey to accelerate himself from just a Cy Young performance to now where he's got extreme command of his pitches, has the swing whiff rate going the way it's supposed to be, and his slider seems as effective as ever?
Yeah, well, it's boring, but what he would say is just his routines. You know, I mean, he if you can think of just the epitome of a true professional, I mean, it's Kluber. And he's looking like, he did last year, and really, what's the 25 consecutive starts of three or fewer runs? I mean, that's insane. And I think that maybe in 11 of those starts, he gave up one or fewer. So, I mean, he's reached a level where every single time he goes out there, you expect to get the same thing. And that's a tough thing to put on a pitcher, and yet he delivers. It's back when Cliff Lee was the epitome. Like, every start was the same thing, you know, where just domination, and it's amazing. And I think he would tell you it's because of his consistent routine. Same thing. Like, the other day he was talking about how he, when he's playing catch, he wants to get something out of that. And I don't know what, you know, how you're going to get something out of playing catch, but he thinks he does. You know, he wants to, that day, okay, you know, I did something, I accomplished something. And again, I know it's boring, but I think that's just that breeds consistency, though. If you have the same routine like that, and then you go out and you do that, then why not? So it's amazing to watch, though.
He is the Chronicle Telegram's Chris Ossenheimer here on 92.3 The Fan. What have you learned about this team over the past 10 days?
Past 10 days. Well, I mean, they came out, I guess, what you've seen really from this team it under Francona is just the never-say-die attitude.
Yeah.
And you see them, they don't perform well in Minnesota, and then they come home and they sweep the Brewers, albeit a two-game series. But the Brewers are the best team in the National League coming into that series. So, I mean, that was a nice win. And I think that they're, you know, you look at and they're – they can't help but get complacent playing in that division that they do. I mean, I know you go out every day, but baseball's such a grind, and you're not. I don't think they're pressed because they don't have to. You know, I mean, in the division they're playing, they don't have to. So, I don't know. Until this bullpen thing gets figured out, I mean, I don't think you can really put a gauge on this team at all, to tell you the truth. I mean, they're gonna hit because they have all stars in the lineup, and that was nice to see. You know, after a bit of struggle from some guys in April, they'd come out and lead the majors in runs during May. So, and the rotation's going to be solid. There's no concerns there. So, I mean, but until the bullpen gets figured out, then I think they do hover around 500. You know, it's just that's the way it is. I mean, you can play great for seven innings and be up by, and yet it's, as you've seen, no league is safe with this bullpen.
Yeah, it gets scary every now and then. It really does. Chris, you know, you're around this team as much as anybody that way. When you're in the locker room, do you sense that complacency with the realization that you're in the Central, you got a four-game lead over Detroit that's not going to see the Tigers bounce back up, or Minnesota with 5.5? I feel like if it was me, it would be very hard to get into that everyday matters mentality that you kind of have to throughout the duration of the year.
No, you're right, and that's the good thing about Tito is, you know, if in fact he did sense any of that, he would be in there and he would be telling these guys. And he does, and he is pretty, like Kluber, he's the same guy every day, win that game. Again, boring, but he never looks ahead. And it's not, I don't think it's complacency. I mean, you do have a, it's a lot of fun. I mean, they're still having fun. That's the thing. You can't really tell with these guys because they are a tight-knit group. And it's like they always say about Kluber, you can't tell, you know, whether he gives up five or, you know, pitches a shutout, even though he never gives up five anymore. But, I think it's just human nature to be complacent, but these guys have done this enough to know that that's not going to cut it, so I don't think it's an issue.
Big picture, what's been the biggest surprise for you on the season? Is it Jason Kipnis' struggles? Is it the inconsistency of Carlos Carrasco? Is it the fact that Greg Allen is your starting center fielder? Like, what has been the biggest surprise as we sit now 2 months into the 162?
I would go off the grid to Bradley Zimmer. I mean, this is a guy who they really had high hopes. I mean, you're looking at he comes to spring training as the starting center fielder, you know, and he's had his offensive. I don't know that it should have come as a surprise, but this was supposed to be, you know, the next step towards his big league progression, and instead of taking that step forward, he's taking it back, and you know, he's in the minors now. The Greg Allen thing is they knew he could play, but that has definitely been surprising as well. I mean, and obviously a godsend since Zimmer has struggled so much. Carlos Carrasco, I heard someone saying the other day that, you know, that he should be the third Indians or starting pitcher to make the All-Star team. And I don't know who that guy's been watching.
Right.
He started out pretty well, but yeah, you're right. It's been inconsistent. I mean, his last outing was pretty good, so hopefully he can build on that. But the Zimmer thing to me is the biggest surprise, but just based on, you know, his status in the organization, and you know, to fail out of the gates like this and be back at AAA, right where, you know, he basically started.
Yeah, it's wild to me when you think about the trajectory and everything that we think about with some of these players. And now just 2 months later, we've had so many questions asked and answered. Chris Osnommer of the Chronicle Telegram, great stuff as always. I appreciate the time, and we'll catch up with you soon, man.
No problem. See you, Jonathan.
Thanks so much. Chris Osnommer, Chronicle Telegram, great as always.